Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Mike Champlin. Father Mike is a member of the Thomas More Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching is entitled Fertilizer, and the reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
On that day, Jesus went out of the house and sat down by the sea. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat down, and the whole crowd stood along the shore, and he spoke to them in parables, saying, A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground where it had little soil. It sprang up at once, and because the soil was not deep, and when the sun rose, it was scorched, and it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. But some seeds fell on rich soil and produced fruit, 100, or 60, or 30-fold. Whoever has ears ought to hear. The Gospel of the Lord. We now know there is bad fertilizer, artificial chemical fertilizer that really never disappears. And there is good fertilizer, manure, which breaks down slowly and gently into potassium and natural carbon. In the time of Jesus, there was only the one good fertilizer, and that was in the rich soil that produced good fruit. I believe that Jesus went down that morning to sit by the sea and be alone and get some quiet time and renewed spiritual energy. He wanted to sit in the presence of his Father. But the people wanted to be in his presence because they were hungry for what they sensed he had. Some that came were serious. Some were just curious. Some wanted to stroke their egos. And some just wanted to be in the crowd. So Jesus talked about planting seeds. He confronted named the gathering. Those who wanted to be just in the crowd were the seeds that fell on the path and got eaten by the birds. Those who wanted their ego stroked were the seed on rocky ground, no depth. Those who were just curious were the seeds that fell among the thorns. But those who were serious were the seeds that fell on rich soil. I am convinced within our lives we go forward, then backward, then sideways, maybe even repeating or varying the cycle. But we get drawn in life toward the good soil. But we need fertilizer. Just as Jesus wanted to be quiet so that he could restore his spiritual energy, we too must take that kind of time so that the good soil, which is given by God, can be fertilized. Take time. Take time so that you can produce good fruit, 100, 60, or 30-fold.